show.
They're great.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now we have a pretty one for lonely lovers on a cool, cool night. It's the great Errol Garner classic, Misty.
I will always think of you as play Misty for me.
Right, do you get tired of that? I mean, that obviously,
no,
especially
listen, I
DJs.
Love that people remembered it. You know, DJs do remember it.
You were so good. You were so realistic as that psycho listener. Mm-hmm. Oh, and especially this when you came to the restaurant and you ruined his lunch with the station manager.
Right.
Oh, God, have I been there.
You know, if this show goes the way I think it's going to, there's no reason in the world why.
Well, isn't this cozy? So this is your business lunch? How's business?
Buzz.
Friend of yours?
Just another trick, honey.
That's enough.
Is that your idea of a dish? My God, she's a little old for you, isn't she? What is this, Be Kind to Senior Citizens Week?
Get out of here.
It's not that I mind you being a bastard, but do you have to be such a tasteless bastard? Stop it, you son of a bitch!
Stop it!
She could get laid at a lumber camp! Stop it, you son of a bitch!
You're hurting me.
You're hurting me! Stop it, you dirty bastard! Oh, no. Stop it! Save it! Oh, no, 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 don't leave me, don't leave me. She's nothing, nothing, nothing. I love you.
Get her out of here, man.
Leave her.
Where to?
Because I love you. I did it because I love you. Don't you understand? I love you.
Where to, mister?
Move, move.
Because I love you. Please.
Bye, Buzz. I always say go, and it's move.
I think collectively we screw that one up all the time.
All the time.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
What do you think, Jackson?
What do you think, Jackson?
See that picture?
Shush.
Oh, I know. It's a secret.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for the email of the day.
Yay.
All right. You know, we do get a lot of emails at donandmikewebsite.com. Like I mentioned, we got a lot of emails about people with the internet as we have over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
We just had Tom Gavin on the air a moment ago, and he sent the following email to our website at 5:08 p.m.
All right.
From Tom Gavin at blah, 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 to email at donandmikewebsite.com. Name, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Email, Tom at blah, blah. Comment. It's the F word with Y after it. And then it says you. So if the word was truck, he wrote trucky you.
That's cute.
And there you go, Mike. So you can see it.
How you doing,
glory.
Tom? There you are.
It's you know, the F word with a Y on the end, and then Y-O-U.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Tom. Tom was very upset that he couldn't linger longer.
Do you have a reply you'd like me to send?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
T-H-A-N-K-Y. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. You. Right. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Shall I show the guest in?
Oh, yeah, please.
Yes, bring him back in.
Show him in.
We hardly scratched the surface of his trip.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I was wondering if anybody else noticed that Robert sounded a little bit like Tom Gavin with his teeth out.
Oh. Well, he's right here. He's just
Ouch.
Made his way back into the
Ouch.
Studio.
Ouch.
Troublemaker.
Ouch.
Are you not sound retarded. I just got a little lisp.
Are you not a fan of Robert, sir?
He ran away, Mike.
Oh, he's a coward.
He's a coward.
He done run away. So, Robert, with all of your financial plans, problems behind you, let's focus on the future. Let's focus on your trip to New Zealand.
And Australia.
Why are you going there?
It's been a dream of mine for years to visit Down Under.
Why?
Probably started doing Mad Max. And I noticed it's a country the size of America, but only now it has 20 million people.
Right.
And most of them live on the coast. So you're talking about a lot of empty spaces.
Right.
Very interesting country.
Are you going to go to the outback? Are you going to go to the wilderness?
It's two-thirds of it is a cruise. I have a suite with a balcony.
Nice. Hey, what cruise line are you going on?
Princess.
Nice cruise line.
Oh, yeah. Very
nice. What was Carnival booked?
All of them are booked, and they have inward policy, whatever.
Now, you're doing the thing with got to be careful with the, you're doing the thing with the microphone Paula Abdul does.
Mm-hmm. What am I doing?
That's it. You're making a lot of noise there. So
just keep it still. So you're going on a cruise. Now,
Now,
the last time you traveled, you went, I believe, to Thailand.
I sure did.
Thailand, the primary reason, the way I got it, was going to Thailand was the primary reason was women, that you were looking for.
Hush. What are you saying?
Well, that's
that I traveled across the world just to get laid?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay.
Anyway, that leads me to my next question.
You are so gentle without your teeth.
Why would you be traveling to Australia?
Very good question.
And what is the women's situation?
I am not going to New Zealand and Australia just to get laid. That would be silly.
But you will be getting laid while you're there.
I might be. Yeah, okay, I heard Aborigine ass is cheap.
Now, wait a minute. You're you're making a joke, but I have a legitimate question for you.
Yeah.
Have you investigated? Of course you have.
No, I have not.
You haven't investigated the world of sex down under?
No, I have not. I will be honest with you. Since Thailand has changed my outlook on life.
Well, sure. How so?
It literally sucked the anger out of me and blew happiness into my heart.
He is a happier man.
And
it's not just the teeth.
And ever since I've gotten back, my outlook on life has changed.
Yeah.
I do not, a rejection from a beautiful woman doesn't bother me because I know when her bills are due, I can get her. I know that I can travel across the world for $1,000 round trip and be showered with love and affection on every street corner. You can't tell whether it's a him or her, and in some cases it doesn't matter. I had so much fun in Thailand. Thailand has really
changed your life.
Me out. Yeah. When I got back from Thailand, I went and saw a baby's mama that I had been dating.
Okay.
Five kids, lived in PG County. You know the deal, fella.
Yeah.
Okay? I went over there because she was emailing me while I was in Thailand. I want to get back together. I'm like, okay, fine.
Now, are you the dad of any of these kids?
Oh, hell no.
All right, just have to ask.
I have no kids.
Are you sure? Are you exaggerating, or does she really have five kids?
She has five kids.
Ooh, five
I'm
kids.
Not joking.
Is she all stretched out? Or she
she's kind of fat. She's kind of fat, honey, to have five knuckleheads. You know, only two of them got criminal records. But I went and I saw her.
So you were thinking about getting back together.
I go over there and I got that Thailand feeling in me. And I look at the situation. Baby, mama, five kids. Nah, it's okay. I'm all right.
So
I just walked away from
her. She ruined your joyous Thailand
vibe.
No,
she didn't. Mm.
Thailand
changed me.
Or Thailand
to
changed
where
them.
I can walk up to somebody who, if they're not up to snuff, I walk away.
Walks away.
I walk away, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Are you still planning on marrying a Thai woman?
What would you have done before? If you say you see baby's mama and you walk away.
I might have sweated her and let her, you know, think that she has some inroads with me to, you know, call her a lot, maybe press her, even though I'm not
pressed. So you would have gotten re-involved.
I would have gotten re-involved.
Just because of the sex.
You would have let her on.
Just on the sex. Mm-hmm. Just on having a little bit of sex.
Does the fact that you had so much sex when you were in Thailand,
a lot of sex, but I did have a lot of sexual activity.
Oh, really?
I didn't have a lot.
Now,
you heard, you guys talked to me tonight that I met the hooker on the beach in the patio. We talked on the phone, and remember I told you, hang on, mama son. I'll be right with you.
Yeah, I remember that mama son.
Okay, and me and her got into it, and she put the hurting on her brother. I walked back to the hotel. It looked like I jumped in the water. I was sweating so bad.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Really?
But Bangkok, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So you like that.
Well, they got a lot of evil stuff in
Bangkok,
too.
You like that Asian poon.
I do.
Asian poon tang.
They are, can I say,
sure, go ahead.
Tighter.
Sure.
Ties
are tighter.
The ties are tighter.
They're cheap.
They're cheap. The food is great. It's not just the ass.
Now, you didn't get involved in any of that evil stuff.
No, you know better than that.
But I have a question for you about
that. No, I don't.
Did you see it? Did you see it going on?
I saw trannies. I saw the little kids.
That's
I saw
horrible.
All of that. I saw guys that look like you walking with little boys and older boys.
Are they cracking down on that at all over there or not?
I didn't investigate that.
Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't all really right. worried about it. I was looking at African women. I was looking at European women.
They have different women over there?
Oh. They have a smorgasbord of ass. In Pattaya, I sat down eating a burger, and I watched thousands of women just walk back and forth.
Wow.
Hey, big boy. I'm like, oh, my God, I want to die here.
But don't you feel like one of the GIs in Full Metal Jacket?
I sure do, because I saw a lot of brothers in Pattaya. Now, the white guys, they stay in Bangkok. They'll get a woman for the week, and the women cling to that person.
Not a lot of white guys down in Pattaya?
There were some, but there were a lot of brothers.
Really?
A lot of military buddies that have been Marines stationed over there, Vietnam, da-da-da. They take a weekend in Pattaya. That's where the brothers hang out. We walk across the street high-fiving each other. It's like that.
So the whole. So is there? There's a racial component to this too.
They love brothers.
Where they love brothers.
They love the black man.
On top of this, this is a great thing. It's one of those countries that the population actually love Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Bush didn't ruin this one. Thailand loves American culture. There's a Burger King on every street.
Right.
There's a McDonald's. There's a KFC. If you want some Thai food, you can go
so
eat a
dog. So you're revered as an American over there.
As a big black man? Oh.
Big, strong, proud black man?
Yeah. Well, how are the white men treated over there?
The white men treated the same.
Same way.
And the great thing about
Rob,
it,
do you believe
there's
that?
A camaraderie
do you
here.
Believe I'm hearing
he doesn't like
there's
this.
A world somewhere where a white man is treated the same as a black man.
And they're
going to look into this.
On our planet, Robbie.
Take your headphones off, Robbie, because you're going to hate this one.
All right,
okay, I ended up in a bar. Aside from yours, the best bar in the planet.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Me.
Thank
me,
you.
Another brother. Mm-hmm. A white guy we just met.
Yeah.
Another white guy we just met. And we're all just enjoying the night.
Sure.
And we're looking at each other and it's like, oh my God.
Hey, he's mimicking now more than one woman
at least
going down by his zipper.
Like in the bar?
In the bar.
Like while.
They
I mean,
call
like,
them.
Like
they
the
call
whole...
them. Bars. Dash like, dash bars.
BJ bars?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Mike, we just both said that at the same time, like the way we used to say
it was
done. Like the way we used to say $10,000 in the commercials.
It was that legitimate curiosity, wasn't it?
She was the really.
That's where a brother named Robert the Mailman stayed most of the time in Bangkok.
Sure. BJ
at this,
Club.
At this one, it's called the Kangaroo Room.
And
when you walk
room.
Up the stairs, they ring a bell and they greet you with a drink. You look up, there's porno. You look to your left, there's 20 chicks. You look down the hall, there's sofas. Oh, my God.
Hold on. If you've walked into paradise, why are you going to Australia then and not going back
because,
to Thailand?
Don, I'm more than just cheap sex.
Okay? No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Rob's applauding you.
That's a compliment.
In the last 4 years, I've been to Japan. I didn't get laid. I went to Paris. I didn't get laid. I went
you
to Dominican,
are a world traveler.
I went
That's
to Dominican
thing,
Republic.
All right.
I did get laid.
Right.
Thailand, I got laid.
Uh-huh.
I want to explore the world.
All right.
I like to enjoy myself.
Now listen, I'm seriously going to ask you about
sure.
this. You're talking about the bar that you went into.
Right.
Seriously. The disease factor in there, even with their masks. Do you look at me? It sounds skanky to me. It sounds skanky. How do you address that, Mr. Robert?
The last night I went there, I left what I would like to call a blank high, okay? Starts with an N, ends with an S. I had a blank high.
Hold on, what's the word?
Like an F
salted,
high?
What? Is it D-I-C-K?
No. N-N-T-S. N-T-S.
Nuts?
Yeah, I had what you call a nut high.
Really? Like because you'd gotten
right.
your...
I was so euphoric.
Oh, you busted
okay, about that.
You busted a nut.
I was so euphoric.
You busted a nut.
I walked the streets of Bangkok for a half hour.
Your balls were
like
your
flower child from the 60s.
Your balls were full of helium.
Just right. happy, just completely
just happy,
content.
Happy, joy, joy. Mm-hmm.
Your balls were full of helium. You're very happy.
I have. Right, I've had that before.
All right, but I'm asking the whole thing about the skank factor.
The skank factor, you go to your hotel and you do what I call a de-burning. You burn your privates. You get alcohol.
Hold on a second.
Oh,
wait a minute. This ain't the process just for Thailand. I've been doing this for 20 years.
All right.
Okay.
Now this
one part.
I just want to be. I want to preface what you say because this is an educational show.
Very important.
Robert's comments are his own and do not reflect the views. This may not be a medical.
Never had an STD.
This may not be a medical way of doing this.
I have a card and a Sharpie.
One part. Good. Rubbing alcohol.
Reminds me of that Andy Dick song.
Yeah, rubbing alcohol.
It can be white or green. I prefer green.
Green alcohol?
Okay, yeah, green part. Rubbing alcohol.
All right.
Okay, one part peroxide.
Peroxide?
Okay.
Peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
One part antibiotic liquid soap.
Okay.
One part hot water.
Uh-huh.
And one part white cherry cloth napkin. That way.
That's the greatest thing you've ever said.
12 hard-boiled eggs.
No. Yeah. And you take yourself.
You soak.
If you have a sink, you put yourself on the sink.
Yeah.
You put the hot water, the hot water, the liquid soap, uh-huh. the alcohol, and the peroxide, and you wash the general area real good. Uh-huh. I mean everything, not just the shaft, But the bizzles and the crotch area,
the whole
that
area.
Take care
it's
of everything.
The greatest thing
I thought the
said.
Performance was verging on grotesque.
I have
you wring out the cloth.
I've become a true
at
fan
it.
Of
you look
yours.
At it.
Look
okay?
at the cloth.
Any different color other than a light brown, because that's smegma.
Oh, God.
Then you wash again.
Right.
And I swear to you on my life.
Repeat.
I've been doing this for 20 years.
Rinse and repeat.
Even with whores and strange, never. It worked every
house.
Time. But don't do it just for them. Just don't.
How
the
soon?
Time women,
how
be
soon?
Honest with time women.
How soon after activity
within
do you
an
do
hour
it?
Or two.
Within an hour or two.
In the hour.
Don't go partying. But that's not fair.
What's
Don is being unfair to Thai women. Thai hookers are some of the cleanest on the planet.
Sure they are, Robert.
I've been to East Baltimore. You want to talk about smell factor. Okay? Don, you're not being fair to the Thai women. Okay?
Sure I'm not.
They
that's
wash,
the first time I've seen them
they
get
wash,
serious.
They wash 2-3 times a day. Mm-hmm. And
how many guys they sleep with a day?
Who cares? Who cares? Robert, who, I mean, how many Julia Roberts slept with Pretty Woman? Ugh.
That's a movie. This is your Don. Real life.
Okay, so what? Okay,
right, what
I can't
that?
Believe you're comparing
Don,
your life.
Don,
you're comparing your life to
you've
Julia
had,
Roberts and Pretty,
you've had
Pretty Woman.
So much unprotected success since you were 13.
Yes.
Okay, as a disc jockey with fat chicks that you met on the radio.
Yes,
okay,
I admit.
Okay, and you never had nothing and you never watched
Robert,
yourself.
That's before AIDS was invented.
Hey, they had gonorrhea back in the 30s, okay? So you had just as much contact as me.
And right. Do you okay? consider your system to be a foolproof system?
Yes.
What is, Dom, what is that form? Did you write that down? Did you write his formula down?
One part rubbing alcohol.
Right.
White or green.
Peroxide. Antibiotic hand soap.
Now,
right?
What is that? I've
warm
never heard
water.
Of that.
I really did write all this stuff down.
Is that like Fizahex or something
right,
like
anything,
that?
Anything you can squeeze out of a bottle. You can use a bar of soap.
Okay.
But if it says antibacterial,
even right.
That's a bonus. Bonus part.
And never in your life have you had an STD.
I ain't saying that.
Oh, God!
What makes
it? Okay, I know.
Robert.
No. Prior to the invention of my formula, back in 84.
Formula. Right.
My formula, back in 84.
Yeah. Right.
So my first happiness, unprotected,
yeah.
I caught a yeast infection.
Oh, that's not. That's
yeah, but I didn't catch it that way. I caught it.
Well, that doesn't count. That's not an STD.
From feasting on the yeast.
I've
that's
always
not
had
an
a question
STD.
For you. You've talked many times about using hair as a prophylactic.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Can we pick it up after the break?
Sure.
This is good stuff.
Here's a call for Robert. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, buddies? I tell you what, that sounded like Grandma's soup recipe. That's what I'm talking about.
All you need is some crackers.
Hey, get out of here. What else? What can we do for you?
Honestly, the reason I'm calling, this guy, Robert the Angry Mailman, is going to Australia because the age of consent is 16 years old.
No, I've never been underage.
Don't let him
women.
Give you the time.
Hold up.
No, I don't.
I've
think
come
that's
on
bad.
The air for 6 years.
That's not your bag.
I've never.
No, you're not into
anything
the
about
underage,
that underage though. Nonsense.
Very honest.
I hate pedophiles.
Okay.
I mean, it really
glad
does bother
that
me that type
good.
Of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah.
Consent. I say 21. I'll give you 3 years over 18, okay?
All right.
Two okay. Consenting adults,
I believe
straight
you.
Or gay, can do whatever the hell they
I
want
believe
to do.
I bet you would go on the other to the other stretch, no pun intended, of the spear. How old would
of
you
the
say?
Spear?
Of the spear?
I understand
eight.
What Don's
okay.
saying.
What are you saying?
How old, you'd go to, with elderly women before you'd go
I've
with a kid.
I've gone with elderly women. That's some good
how
stuff.
How old is the oldest woman you've banged?
She voted for Kennedy, so.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that broke, us up.
Was that recent?
No, that was right before I got married.
Sure.
But she was a hottie.
How
18 at 60. Let's do the math.
How old was she when you banged her, do you think?
Okay, this was...
she voted for Kennedy.
I met my wife in 94, and I dated this woman 3 years prior to that.
Voted for Kennedy? So Rob, do the math.
That was 1960.
She was every bit of 50, but older than that.
Hey, Rob.
At the very minimum, she was 18 in 1960.
Wow. Guys, I
that
can tell
means
you
she was born
about...
in 1942.
Yeah, the latest 42, but likely earlier.
Summer of 42.
And I'm gonna tell you, straight up, honest to God.
Yeah.
I didn't love her because it was just it was a D booty thing.
Right.
Okay, we met at the club and we hung out. She was a one guy woman.
She would right now. She would be 68.
And I'm gonna tell you something,
Rob. She'd be 68 when he
Mike. Yeah, you can laugh at me today. She wasn't into. oral aspect of our relationship. But if she was, brother would have married her, and y'all would have been laughing because her wheelchair would be outside this door.
Really?
She was fine, fine. For her age.
How old were you when you did this?
She looked like Vanessa DeRio.
Oh. She looked like She looked like Cicely Tyson.
She had long hair.
Cicely Tyson's always the old lady. With
See,
the
that ain't right.
Miss Jane Pittman.
That's exactly
yeah.
it.
Yeah, she freed the slaves. That's what that boils together. She freed me and then I effed her.
Cicely Tyson.
Was she white? No.
Well, you look like Vanessa Del Rio.
Robert.
Vanessa Del Rio was a sister.
Yeah, Vanessa Del Rio was a porn star.
Yeah, she's a sister.
But I thought she was white.
No. You know,
Rob?
De Rio?
No, she was Puerto Rican and black.
Yeah, she's
right. Jack's sister. Jack Del Rio's sister.
Oh, hey, but she was a stunner. Uh-huh. And the sex.
And how old were you?
I could hit that for 8 hours.
Yeah, Buzz right. How old were you?
At the time, how old were you,
I
Robert?
Was, 22, 24? Okay. Right. I was in my peak, man.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, listen, when we come back, we'll give you one more segment. I want to make sure we start with how you use human hair as a prophylactic.
Oh, I would definitely explain
please,
that.
Please.
I'll be right back,
everybody. Great news.
And you've only had a yeast infection.
That's it.
All right.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.